From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. In a long-awaited ruling today, the Supreme Court changed the world of campaign finance. The justices eliminated a long-standing distinction between corporate and individual donations to political campaigns. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
This case started out as a narrow challenge to campaign finance laws, but after it was argued the first time, the justices said they wanted to look at a broader issue. So the lawyers argued it again, this time debating whether the distinction between individual and corporate donations to elections is a fundamental violation of free speech rights. The Obama administration argued that if the court overturned campaign finance restrictions, corporate money would flood elections, taking the political process out of the hands of voters. Businesses argued that they should have the same right to express their political views as anyone else. Now a divided Supreme Court has overturned long-standing restrictions on corporate contributions to political campaigns. Writing for the majority, Justice Anthony Kennedy said, "The government cannot suppress political speech based on the speaker's corporate identity." Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Democratic leaders are assessing the new political landscape now that they've lost a supermajority in the Senate with the election of Republican Scott Brown of Massachusetts. The future of President Obama's health care initiative is uncertain. Senator John McCain, President Obama's opponent in the 2008 election, says Republicans are willing to work with Democrats on health care legislation.
We are more than happy to sit down and start over, not scale back, but start over in a true negotiating process.
McCain told CBS TV the current bills emerged through what he called bribery, buying of votes, and closed-door deals. NPR has learned that the Army is investigating at least three psychiatrists who supervised the suspect in the Fort Hood shootings when he was at Walter Reed Army Medical Center. Major Nidal Hassan allegedly killed 13 people and wounded dozens of others at Fort Hood in Texas last year. NPR's Daniel Zwerdling has found out that Hassan's former supervisors could face letters of reprimand or even courts-martial.
Sources involved in the investigation say the Army has warned the doctors that they may have been derelict in their duties. The officers reportedly include Colonel John Bradley. He was chief of psychiatry at Walter Reed until a few days ago. The Army is also investigating Colonel Charles Engel. He was Hassan's supervisor on a fellowship program at the military's medical school. Sources and documents suggest that both men were concerned about Hassan's behavior, yet they didn't take action against him. Another officer under investigation is a bigger surprise. Sources say the Army is investigating Major Scott Moran at Walter Reed. He runs the psychiatric residence program. And evidence suggests that Moran is the only one who actively tried to kick Hassan out of the program until higher-ups rebuffed him. The Army won't comment. Daniel Zwerdling, NPR News.
This is NPR News. Former Democratic presidential candidate and Senator John Edwards admits he fathered a child outside his marriage. Edwards had long denied paternity of a child he now says he fathered with a videographer he had employed. There are fears that the number of dead in religious clashes in the Nigerian city of Jos could run to hundreds. Violence has continued between Christians and Muslims for days. NPR's Ophebia Quistarkton is in Kaduna, Nigeria. She says Jos is now under military control.
Rioters attacking and burning places of worship and sectarian killings are not new to Jos. The latest violent outburst is reminiscent of an earlier episode between Christian and Muslim gangs little more than a year ago. Neighbors are still living with deep resentment and injuries sustained in earlier deadly clashes in Nigeria's Central Plateau State. The army is trying to reassure thousands of displaced people about security and humanitarian assistance and has pledged there will be no spillover of the violence. But the root problems underlying the fighting have not been resolved. Grievances run deep over land, property, and the right to be accepted as indigenous rather than settlers in Jos, fueling suspicion, anger, and the desire to violently settle old scores. Ophebia Quistarkton, NPR News, Kaduna.
Investment bank Goldman Sachs is outpacing the rest of the struggling financial industry again. Goldman says it earned nearly $5 billion in its fourth quarter. Goldman says it made good profits on fixed income programs and commodity and currency trading. First-time jobless claims rose last week, and the total number of people receiving benefits rose sharply. This is NPR News.